start from the beginning.
Yeah, you missed all that gold. All right, we're recording now.
What was I going to say? Oh, so like as long as you have a CD playing?
As long as something. Like apparently when we were gone, it was just dead air for an hour straight.
What a shame.
Yeah, exactly.
How come you don't like leave some of the CDs here, like burn them some?
Oh, just as evergreens or something?
Yeah, in case you like want to call out so it doesn't go against your attendance record. See who's on the phone.
What? How did you even see that?
I can see it reflecting.
Okay.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
And I don't. Oh, they're still calling.
Who he?
God damn it.
Maybe it's the powers that be.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Were you calling earlier?
Hey, what's up? Remember to do that thing. The...
Oh, yeah. Okay, we have to do that on air. I will do that now.
All right, I'm leaving now.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Later.
And we can hear the delay on the TV.
Yeah.
Now, what the F was he talking about?
Okay, well, this weekend, Leo, Diana, Dirty Diana, and I are
involved.
She
is dirty.
Yes, dirty, skanky, sticky Diana. Looks like a piece of cotton candy, Diana.
Ew.
Skeet-covered Diana. Let's keep going. You got any?
No.
Okay.
She be effing a fat dude. That's all I got.
Fat lard?
Fat lard? Anyhow.
She's not actually dirty.
Fat lard?
No, not in the least.
You fat little whore!
But because the butthole-touching Michael Jackson had a song called Dirty Diana.
We call her Dirty Diana.
We have no choice.
Stay away from women!
All they want you for is your man juice.
There you go.
And it's true. Lord, is that true?
Pretty much, yeah. God.
It depends on the chick, but yeah, there's some who just look at you like an effing sperm donor.
Oh, sweating bullets on that one, sir. But another topic for another day, as I enter the period praying stance.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
One way or the other, but...
Especially if the chick's broke. Abortion's a lot cheaper than raising a child.
Abortion.
You know, punch to the stomach's a lot cheaper than an abortion.
God bless high-rise apartment buildings and their many, many stairs. An ample opportunity for accident, in quotation marks. So anyhow, we're doing the 48-hour film festival.
What floor does she live on?
Oh, third.
Oh, you should be safe then.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty of stairs to kill a baby.
Some icy steps in July, you know what I'm saying?
You got 36 chances. God. Average 12 stairs per floor. You should be all right.
Okay, and I will never hear from her again after this.
Is she listening?
I hope not.
No, just blame it on me.
She's a good chick. Don't need to be hearing this smut.
It's all for the entertainment of the masses.
Exactly. Lowest common denominator. Feeding them the pablum.
Treat her like Anthony in Dead Presidents. When the pimp like pistol whips him and he just like falls down the stairs.
Oh, God. I forgot that. Anthony's a little...
Tate.
Lorenz Tate.
Yeah, there we go. Lorenz. I was going to say Tate. Diggs.
Tay Zondi.
That's another one.
And then
whoops.
We instantly get another one of what, Will?
Actor, of course.
Anyhow, okay.
Darkness, everybody!
We got to kind of do like an angelic someone enters the scene type sound effect for our little 48-hour film festival short.
And so your plan's to do it on the radio and then just record it?
Yeah.
Nice.
We need to just rip it from, because there's studio-grade mics and stuff.
Yeah.
So
you want us to be like,
oh. Yeah, it makes me think of that Bruno sketch where he's like, how do you get the club's energy level at like, ah, oh, you know, right. He has the guy going for like 30 seconds. So you and I have to sit around for like a second or two and like make oh noises
to each other.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You are gay.
Hold on, I'm getting psyched up for it.
No, I'm not gay.
But I am.
I said I am not gay.
Okay. So,
Are we going to do it now?
We're going to do it now. We got psyched up. So, you go first.
You got psyched up.
Yeah. You just got turned on. Do it. Do it. Do it. I saw it. You're about to make the face.
I know, then I realized how stupid this is.
You're about to deep throat the mic.
Jesus Christ, you go first.
I'll do it. Right.
No.
One more for me.
God damn.
Wow, that's fruity.
I know.
This is fruity.
How about we just spend the last 10 minutes of the show, like, you surfing the net looking for angel sounds and just
which
playing
is so much
too.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, couldn't you just
good. I don't know.
Rip, like, an actual MP3 or something?
Yeah, he's, like, really, really concerned about copyright stuff. Because the whole...
No one's going to pick out, like, a goddamn angel sound.
I know. I mean, this thing couldn't get AIDS at a San Fran orgy. You know, no one's going to see this movie.
Couldn't get laid in a monkey house with a bag of bananas.
What is that from?
Married with Children.
Oh, what a great show.
I know. God. Al said that to Bud.
Jesus, what a great show. But...
Oh, hey!
There you go.
No, it is brilliant.
No, you look back, it completely warped our thought.
In a good way.
Oh, yeah.
You mean it enlightened us?
Yeah, it shared its wisdom well.
Really?
But,
yeah. No, that should have been, like, the defining show of our generation, yet it wasn't. The Simpsons kind of, like, stole its thunder.
Not only, yeah, I mean, it took over in terms of, the darling Fox show.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox was born out of Married with Children. Like, I'm adjusting the mic, which in no way can be heard on air. sounds like a really low fart. But, yeah, I think they were kind of born, that network, with the Married with Children.
Or they were about to, like, S-tank until that came on, and
really?
Then that just, like, got them ratings.
Yeah, and then they got The Simpsons and actually were selling shirts and all that.
Took off, yeah. But, no, Married with Children was, like, the thing that kept that station afloat. It was kind of like the Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Like, everyone wanted to die as soon as it came out.
Really? People were hated on it?
No, I think it was just, like, everyone, you know, same way now. They, like, S on it as a network. But back then, they're like, there can't be a fourth network.
Oh, yeah. Everyone wanted Fox to die.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant...
no, not the show. Oh, I mean, I guess, like, conservatives and stuff. Like, this is garbage.
Are we getting too hot on the mics, or...?
I think it sounds okay. I'm not hearing any distortion.
All right. I yanked us down a bit. Mid-show, very professional.
Oh, whatever. Turn your TVs louder, mouth breathers.
Yeah, exactly. But, all right, we did our little angelic chorus.
The radio got quiet all of a sudden.
I can't hear them no more. But, so Leo and I actually went over to B-More yesterday.
What time?
Oh, God. Like...
Rush hour.
Oh, the heat of traffic time. I mean, we
Jesus
left the
Christ.
Front door 3:20.
Oh, Jesus.
Not only that, he misses the exit.
For 95?
For 495.
So you have to go, like, all the way into Arlington to turn around?
Yeah.
Like, I had to do that in the rain. Like, I seriously wanted to swallow a gun barrel. Like, just amidst all the rain and mouth breathers driving, like, 2 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I should have taken the exit for 495 south. I was coming from McLean, and I just saw something that said 66. I was like, oh, get off on that. I can't stand being on 123 anymore, like moving at -5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be 66 east.
Ah.
So I had to go like all the way to Lee Highway and like bumper-to-bumper traffic just to turn around. I was just like, Lord, kill me now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we flipped around like 4 miles up. And
yeah,
then,
you can only turn around at like Westmoreland Street.
Yeah, but then get this. You can, no, it's not, you don't have to go all the way to Westmoreland. You can flip it like
66.
66, but.
Route 7.
Yeah, but 495's northbound.
Doesn't intersect. Or it's way up.
It's way up. So we had to then swing back around, go and make a U-ey on Nutley. And then come back around a second time to actually catch 495 north.
So you went back on 66?
Yeah, like, okay.
Oh, no, you could have taken 66.
We didn't go up far enough.
Oh.
Because...
Oh, so you, like, went almost close enough.
Yeah, and then missed it. And then we're like, oh, S, we forgot it again.
No, that was, like, where I was coming from. So, yeah, Route 7 intersects with the Beltway itself, actually, so you wouldn't have had to...
Yeah,
go
so
on 66.
We were in bumper to bumper. I mean, yeah. Pretty much the whole ride. It was, like, 2.5-3 hours.
Jesus.
And we get there, and it's in a pretty hoodie neighborhood, you know, like...
Also, the worst is just, like, that section of the Beltway from 270-95, right?
No, it's bad. It's all bad.
It's all bad.
I mean, 495 to the spur was gridlocked.
Yeah.
And then...
And past the spur was gridlocked.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that lightened up was the last 10 miles, because, hey, it's going into Baltimore. Who wants to do that?
And cars just start veering off the road into the goddamn river.
What the hell are we thinking? And grabbing
whatever.
You see
those lights outside the city?
Yeah, so we get in, and you never know if it's, like, just really... you want to give the benefit of the doubt, because on one hand, it's like, is this really like a bad, scary neighborhood, or is it just,
you know,
like, oh, I'm the white guy and I haven't been to the hood in forever and never grew up in it.
Right.
You know, so it looked a little sketch, but no one jumped us and raped us.
Also during the day.
Yeah, exactly. The scary ones only come out at night.
Exactly.
And by ones, I mean people. But, yeah, so we sat through this
spiel.
Yeah, with just a, we strut in. It's this bunch of just,
let me
guess, we first find
artistic a-holes.
Yeah, I mean, we first find
like a Louis C.K.
Exactly. Pinky to the corner of the mouth, practically.
Sipping my mocha frap.
I mean, it was, yeah.
Talking on my Blu-ray and my Wi-Fi laptop.
We're in the blackest of black neighborhoods, and we find the place just by looking for ugly white people.
Yeah, but yeah, liberal douchebags like to hang out in like areas they don't belong. It's like that King of the Hill episode.
Pretty much.
Like, what are you doing in my neighborhood, gringo?
excellent pull.
No, it's like Del Rey and Alexander. That's why it's so funny. Like that place I went to the art gallery opening. Yeah, it's like in the middle of Little Juarez. And it's like the lefty, like, liberal section, like the artistic area of Alexandria.
The people could actually afford to live elsewhere.
Bumping. Yeah, and then like you go 10 feet outside and it's just like, yeah, exactly.
Broke
Speedy
ass.
Gonzalez. Yeah. And like the vast majority of stores, like the signs are definitely en Espanol.
Yeah, and we're playing this because the stereotype is they're fans of Warner Brothers cartoons, not because Hispanic people live there. So, yeah, we're
Rapid Steve is American counterpart.
And what's Rapid Steve's catchphrase?
God damn, I can't remember.
Something like, hurry up, hurry up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something boring. One of the OK Family Guy lines.
Right.
That they've built an entire career on.
Yeah, it works. It
gets by.
For our, like, ADD generation.
Yeah. So, we're sitting there. It's a bunch of ugly white people milling in. And I see Natty Bo on the menu.
What the hell is Natty Bo?
That is National Bohemian Beer.
Oh, I was thinking it was like some type of Natty Light.
No, Natty Bo is, I think it stops at Bemore/Frederick level of latitude. It does not come to us.
It doesn't come south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, it's kind of like their Milwaukee's Beast or something.
Oh, the Beast? Wait.
They might have Beast too, but like it fills the same role that Beast does for us. Like it's just so cheap. It's so filled with something bad because, like, you know, not to sound like a functional alky, like Leo and I, they're $2 a can. And I'm like, these are on me. And I whip out like a 20 and we just start pounding Natty Bo's like middle of the day, you know, with a big drive ahead of us.
Who's driving, Mel?
No, Leo. I wasn't going to piss away my gas on that. I knew what murder on a gas tank that drive would be. So I bailed out on it. But we're pounding these things. And I swear to God, four beers, man, I was like, drained, you know, like it was filled with horse narcotics.
I was gonna say, it must be the horse urine.
Yeah, it was bad, man. The rest of the day, I was like totally worthless, non-functional, like kind of half napping, you know.
Jeez.
But yeah, we're sitting through, and
maybe that's just the Baltimore air getting to you.
Noxious area,
thick, noxious, like seaport air.
Oh, seedy seaport air. That's me actually coughing. I don't know what the hell's been with my lungs the past week or something. Must be the hivy. But, yeah, man, it was just this sea of chubby, tubby crackers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
One guy walking around spewing the same line to everyone.
What?
Cameraman.
Uh-huh.
Going around doing it. He's like, is this your guy's first year at the festival? You know, the type I'm talking, like, his ancestors 500 years ago were Vikings, but he's just logged too many hours of D&D and eating like cheese puffs.
Right.
So he's big, tubby, ponytail, that type.
Comic book guy brought to life.
Yeah, from The Simpsons. Comic book guy. So he's snapping pictures. And of course, Leo and I are the only ones drinking. Everyone else is like focused intently, you know, waiting for their assignment. And then they just book out the door. And we're just getting pounded, you know.
I was going to say, aren't you supposed to, like, stay up the entire 48 hours working?
I don't know. As I was sipping mojitos to pass out last night. But I wake up, or kind of come to, you know, we're drinking. And I'm like, Leo, the place is empty. So we have to strut up and be like, yeah, we missed our drawing for
our so you didn't even, like, pick it up?
No, not on time. Like, they were kind of closing up shop when we walked up.
They're like, oh, the black guy wants one.
He's not part of the wait staff. So we finally get one, and
we thought he was waiting to mug our white asses.
Yeah, by this point, we're, I don't know, man. There's something about, if I'm not in drinky mode, if I am in drinky mode, I can just hammer him. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if it's like middle of the day and I just randomly have three or four drinks in like rapid succession,
yes,
it gets to me a little bit.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not a wuss about that. It phases me a smidge. So,
also, like drinking in the heat. Like, I used to do that in high school. That Fs you up, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's not a good feeling.
That piece of S from Metallica, Lars Ulrich, always cautioned people. He's like, never kill a 24-pack. You know, never kill a case before the concert. You'll never make it through the show.
No, like, yeah, drinking in the, like, summer heat when the sun's full up.
Yeah.
End up hurling.
So we're strutting out at like 7:30, you know, 7:30 p.m. and sun's still beating down on you pretty much. And we get into this neighborhood eatery. Like, we're first going to do McDonald's.
Right.
And we walk in. It just looks like S, and the prices are higher to screw the poor Urban
McDonald's.
People. Yeah, exactly.
Did it have the tokens on the bathroom so bums can't go in and rub one out?
Or tie off. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it had pay bathrooms. We didn't look there. Yeah. But we ended up peeing against the side of a gas station in the hood.
Nice.
Yeah, while little kids kind of charged at us.
It was squirt guns.
Yeah, pretty much. Looked like a Naughty by Nature video.
I was going to say, out of Boys in the Hood?
Pretty much. Morris Chestnut's getting shot through the knee and then the chest. But, yeah, dude, we get in there, and it's just this fat black chick giving the what for to the Arab dude running the show.
He touched my butt.
Yeah, and she's requesting a fried piece of poultry. I will not specify.
Turkey?
What exactly. I was going to say pheasant.
Duck.
Fried pheasant. And extra hot
sauce. Cornish game hen.
Extra hot sauce for her pheasant. And she's screaming at this guy the whole time, like, mother effa, you told me it was going to take 5 minutes as chicken. That's my bus to Philly waiting for me. It is my birthday. You make me miss this bus. You owe me full of tickets. You got $120, mother effa. You know, just Jesus going on Christ. Like that. And Leo and I are drunk, so we're just laughing hysterically at this point, you know. And I'm like, wait, today's your birthday? And so we're making conversation, you know, trying to like, at least I'm trying to rile her on.
Right.
So I can keep the show going. And then eventually he gets the chicken out, and she's pleased. Oh, and she's this huge, to pronounce it like Dale Gribble, huge behemoth of a woman.
Really? I pictured her looking like Tyra Banks.
You fat little whore!
Exactly. All sexy black women.
Did she have multicolored dreadlocks?
I don't really remember the hair. I wasn't really paying attention.
So say the deeper you get into the city, the more you see like red and pink dreads. On big, fat black women.
It was calves bigger than my quads. Jeez. Bigger than my thighs. I remember that. And
but no predator hair.
And
that
no,
you can recall.
No predator dreadlocks and the separating vagina mouth either. But there was a shirt, I think, Nice Women's Good Girls Spit, Great Women Swallow. Something like, just something that should
Jesus
be on a
Christ.
Fat sow of a woman.
Yeah.
Really just turned my stomach. And, like, you read that, and, like, for a split second, your knee-jerk reaction is you have to look at their tees, like, even though you know it's just a pig you're staring at.
No, I wouldn't.
Really? No, you always are, like, for a split second, at least I got the, hey, sexual thing was just said, let me look, and then you're...
Well, only if it's on, like, a somewhat...
And then your penis hates you the rest of the day.
Attractive woman.
Turns itself inside out.
Not Wheezy from whatever show Wheezy
oh,
was
please.
On.
Oh, God, no. Wheezy was, you know, Halle Berry compared to this. This was, like, worse than Esther Roll from Good
Monique.
Times.
Monique.
Yeah, very Monique-esque.
But even uglier.
Oh, yeah, Monique's primped. Oh, I mean, yeah. You know, he'd probably take head from Monique just for a story.
No.
You wouldn't? Does it say Monique blew you?
Oh, I guess, yeah, since she's like, well, it's not even famous.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, tell the story at, like, a brothers club or something for stand-up.
Or just, like, print out her bio sheet from IMDb.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep that in your pocket at all times.
She blew me. I mean, I'd do it for the sake of a radio story.
No, yeah, if we're talking... I was just saying if she was, like, nobody.
Anything for 5 minutes, less of this crap, you know? Yeah. I mean, come on. Oh, I had the war. My stomach is killing me right now, man.
What the F did you eat or drink?
Milk for the first time in a long time.
That'll do.
Oh, God.
I'm finally, like, building up lactose tolerance.
I don't know if you can ever build it back, dude.
The more you eat, I mean, obviously, like anything else, your stomach adapts.
You can get a little used to it, but apparently if you ever stop with milk once you're, like, past 3 or 4 for more than, like, 3 weeks, you lose it.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I first started drinking milk again, I was, like, farting and essing my brains out. Same with yogurt, but...
It is, dude, yeah, Mom got a skim at in the home fridge, and it is ripping me up.
Oh, you got
damn
another
callers,
call.
Ugh.
How dare you interrupt our rapid-fire banner.
Yeah.
This I don't is like people scintillating. Playing on my phone.
There's no holes in this conversation for you nothing. To peek into.
Yeah, hello.
Same mother effer.
It's our fan.
Who is this? You're a fat woman, aren't you? You big, fat, ugly pig. How much do you weigh?
You fat little whore.
Oh. The joke's on you because you're listening to us every effing Saturday.
Yeah, that's me, one of my friends then. I mean, one of our 44,000 listeners.
I know, but who is it? God
I,
damn
I
it, it bothers
me. Allison back in the day, but it isn't.
Did you ask her?
Nah. Oh. Maybe it is.
Who knows?
I don't care. Maybe it's James getting. But anyhow, fat woman checks out, and then two crackheads come in. Either that or a crackhead and a dealer. And the dealer is trying to pay, and the guy won't take the money, I guess because he fears it's a fake. Like, she has a 20.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't have change for a 20.
Quite a successful business.
Yeah. And so he ends up, I think, giving some food for free. Which,
just to get him the hell out.
Pretty much. I mean, it was quite a little scam crackhead and dealer had.
Pay him in rock.
Yeah, and the crackhead's looking at me, and I'm laughing because I'm drunk. And she's just having a good time, so she's laughing with me. Yeah. The crackhead.
The toothless crackhead laugh.
Oh, she had her teeth.
Oh, wow.
I know. She was, for crackhead, she was mighty fine. You know, which puts her at about a 3.
So these are two female crackheads?
Two female crackheads.
AKA crack whores.
Yeah, crack whores. Crackacitas.
Crack whore and assistant crack whore.
But, it was sad because I'm loaded and the crackhead's eating fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, about to reach in the bag and start eating the crackhead's fries.
Pardon me, man.
And I'm like, John, what is wrong with you that you've hit a level where you're going to steal food from a crackhead who's put her dirty, rock-smeared fingers all over the damn fries? But they look good, you know? So we got our cheap-ass chicken sandwiches. We pull into a service station, piss all over the walls because nice. They wouldn't let us in the bathroom.
No, I've done that.
Yeah, and we get on the road, and we're back home, and we start scripting this piece of junk.
No, you weren't. You were sitting on the couch watching TV.
Oh, you saw me in my 3 minutes of downtime. No, you were
so
right.
So what's the plot?
It's bad, man.
It's all bad.
It's all bad.
Well, what are your parameters, first of all?
Okay. Has to be a romance.
Okay.
Strike one.
So is this the same for everybody?
This is for everybody.
Okay.
No. The romance is different. Like, you can get different genres. Like, there was one fruit who drew silent. He drawed in silent film some and loved it. Like, he literally jumps up and goes, yes! Like, he busted
Jesus
one
Christ.
On Carmen Electra's tees, you know, and sprints out the door.
I got Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, I mean, if I were the Neighborhood Brothers, I would have just, like, been lurking at the door making a fortune. Like, oh, man, another Stalwell's wallet, you know?
Wild Inspector.
Yeah, exactly. Just pounding these little cream puffs. But
so did you guys draw it up?
We drew the S out of romance.
And so that's what your card said.
Yeah.
S out of romance.
Yeah, it said romance, and then I grabbed Leo in front of everyone, and everyone had a giggle, an S and a titter.
But nothing like specific beyond
nah,
that.
No, man, it's romance. It has to be 7 minutes. It has to
like at least 7 minutes or
nah,
less
max,
than 7 minutes. Okay,
max. Contains earrings as a prop.
Okay.
And he's some kind of narrator by some name. I forgot who the hell the name was. God. Tastes bad, too. Acidy. We're going to get Diana's dog to be the narrator.
Cuddles. How the hell is it going to... He's just going to have it barking?
Yeah, kind of subtitles, or maybe have
like
Morel,
Anchorman.
Leo's brother, talk. So it's either going to be like Buck Bundy, or we're going to give it subtitles.
Right.
I don't know what. I don't know what we're thinking. Honestly, we should be back there. At least I should be working on this a little, but We missed the show last week. We're rusty. It shows.
Yeah.
We don't have that. Maybe we do. Maybe I'm just so hard on us now.
I don't think we're doing bad.
Oh, God. I'm going to ask my pants.
Judging by our feedback.
Yeah, our yawning fan is still in there.
Fat bitch is still listening.
Yeah, I love
Isn't that right, you fat bitch?
You fat snoring whore.
You know you're a fat, unwantable woman.
It'd be great if it was... I'm trying to even think. Maybe it was mom. But, we came up with... At first, it was just going to be someone trying to score ass off of MySpace, and then, like, a series of bad MySpace dates.
Right.
And then, what the... This is like... I wish I had a sneeze button. I got a sneeze brewing at the back of my nasal cavity, man.
So, let it out.
I'm trying to encourage it.
It's just, like, tickling you?
Yeah.
No, I got one, goddammit.
It's that CTs of a sneeze. Oh, son of a bitch, it ain't coming out. All right, anyhow, we finally, through making fun of all the Star Wars nerds, got off on the tangent of what if we make it Star Wars related little bit. So there's going to be a lot of Star Wars references.
That's a pretty good idea. It's like S on the type of people who are going to be in the audience when you air this.
Let's pander to them, you know? Like, they're going to hear Princess Leia and be like, woo, story of my life, and applaud and stuff.
Right.
And, you know,
what's the prize for this if you win?
Leo, call in. I don't think there is a prize. Or maybe it gets released nationally.
Like, to other geeks.
Yeah, you know, other film fruits.
Right.
It's all just sad, man.
It's all bad.
You are gay.
Honestly, that's the whole little artistic community. Like, there's nothing cool about it.
No, that's what, like, turned me off to music. It's like all the other douchebags who claim to be musicians.
The only thing is you can tell people, oh, I was doing a film, and they think you're some great artist.
And that's, like, I hate people who do that, because people are like, oh, I'm in a band. Yeah, well, you suck. Yeah. You have no effing talent.
You know what? I'm a DJ, a stand-up comedian, and a film auteur.
Yeah, it's like, with me, it's like, at least I can say I make my living playing guitar. Ass, what do you do?
Yeah.
I don't work for the government.
Exactly. I'm a G9. But, yeah, man. So
speaking of disappointments, like, tell me what happened with the FX pilot or whatever.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah. That, obviously, I mean, you gotta figure those people, like, taking that much more seriously and putting, like, far more time and effort into it.
Than we did?
Yeah.
Us half-assing?
Yeah.
Never. Okay, about, what, 3 months ago at this point? They had to be in by May 10th. Wow, so that was 1 month.
Yeah.
Good sense of time. Yeah.
Got to lay off the peyote.
Yeah, man. So we entered. There was a contest with the FX network, which is what? Fox's little bitch. It's
their
little brother.
Indie network.
Yeah, they kind of air independent, edgy stuff. You've got The Shield. You've got Always Sunny in Philly.
That's about it.
That's all I know.
Oh, is Rescue Me on it?
Rescue Me.
Right. I don't like that, but... I know it's all in there because they advertise it. There Nip Tuck. Go. Is that?
We're both whispering today. It's like Yin Yang's whisper song.
Who gives an ass?
Well, our thousands of fans.
No, I don't want to be like every other DJ. It's like, exactly like Don. Like, who? I never really noticed because it's not like talk DJs. Well, it are like some like Big O and Dukes or whatever.
Ugh.
But it's like the people on 101. It's like, oh, you want to listen to that? Oh, it's a Chirp Rock, dude. Yeah!
Little feedback there. Who is that sea sucker? He's like a drive time.
They're all the same. Like, Don was so effing right. They're all saying, no, I just got my first hair on my balls, dude. Oh, let's rock out to some effing 3 days grace virgin fest.
There's one guy on 101 who takes it way too far.
I have no idea.
I mean, he, like, I wouldn't get that excited if you're like, you know, here's Pamela Anderson's teased a jizz on in a gold
No,
bar.
That's what, it's like, who the F listens to these guys and is like, oh.
Well, it's so faked. Here's a little number you've never heard. Welcome to the jungle. Woo. I mean, seriously, he was getting pumped for, like, Paradise City the other day. I'm like, dude, you cannot fake that.
GNR rocks, dude!
Yeah, exactly.
Can't wait for Chinese democracy!
Yeah. God damn. That's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
it's just like, yeah, exactly. It's so hyper. Like, oh, I just drank 21 Red Bulls. I'm going to rock the S out of the show.
Well, there's that, or there's the I'm your friend DJ. The whole, like, did you hear the latest about Katy Perry? You're like, you're dishing the poop to me. You're so
that's 99.5.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank yeah, you, no, they're the DJ. Ones who like try to tie in like TMZ to music because it's all just like pop culture ass.
Yeah, it's all demo based, so yeah. It's like our little like nose 50 tickers. 50
Cent urinated against the wall today, which exactly. He actually did, according to TMZ.com.
Who gives a crap? I
know,
too.
Which is funny. Like a picture of 50 like pissing on the side of some
good.
House.
God bless him, man. Lord knows I got pictures like
it,
that.
Because it was funny just because you mentioned it. But yeah, it's always like, did you hear about the latest between Britney and K-Fed?
It turns out Madonna. You know, I hate it.
Madonna and her like S-ripped arms.
Oh,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Jesus.
Man
yeah.
Arms.
Her Sarah Connor arms.
Yeah. God damn. Get a handy from her, you'd be left with nothing but a bloody nub.
Look like a Slurpee. Yeah, dude. No, she's. I don't know if that. I applaud her for being like 50 and held
no,
together
but
that, at
that
point. But
no, chicks who are that buff, that's disgusting. Like Serena Williams esque. Well,
she's different. She's just cock diesel.
The Madonna's arms are pretty close to that, man.
I think she's more defined. Serena could like.
No, dude. She's got like the pumped shoulder. What the hell is that muscle?
Deltoid.
Yeah, like her. I mean, it looks like a dude.
Yeah, but Serena.
And like a muscular dude at that.
So, but. Madonna's still, like, I picture slight kind of in the end. Even if wire, Serena would stand over you and be like, you're going to F me right or else, you know? You'd be like, yes, ma'am. I mean, she would. Serena's one of those women who F
she's,
you.
Like, muscular all over. Madonna's yeah. More the arms. Like, her legs, like, she still looks decent from, like,
she
the
would,
waist down.
She would pick you up and pin you against the wall, you know what I mean?
Pick you up and, like, bounce. Well, you, no, she would like, just.
She'd figure a way to bounce you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, lift you in and out of her.
Freaking clit bang you or something. I don't know.
Kind of like just, like, bouncing a baby to sleep. You know what it looked like? It's like she puts one hand under your ass. Like, it looked like the masturbating bear on Conan.
Oh, my God.
Like, lifting itself.
It would be a show, man. She would rock you.
You want to masturbate, don't you, bear?
Yeah. Just roars. Oh, God.
No bear. Oh, what a great character.
That show went so downhill.
No, ever have since ever, Andy left, I don't watch it like at all.
I haven't either.
I watched some interview when he had Dave Chappelle on. I mean, it's basically like just standard late night crap now.
Is it?
I mean, I still like him better than like Jay or Dave, but it's like without all the weird burnout humor. Because Max is gone too because of
what?
Springsteen.
For like. For real or play or what? I mean
a lot because I mean Springsteen tours now. So
well, yeah, whenever he's on tour, it's what La Bamba.
No, La Bamba's the trombone player.
Yeah,
it's just like some other drummer.
Okay,
it
but
looks
I mean,
like him.
They kind of go to La Bamba as the go for.
I guess or yeah, it's the not at all.
Okay,
but no, I remember like it was great when it was just like Max, Andy, and Conan. Like when they do the public service announcements.
It's a tight knit crew. The whole yeah. Running gag of
Conan,
like Max
Andy.
Banging everyone's wife. And
I did a public service announcement too.
Oh God, did that reach the microphone?
Oh no, I heard something.
You heard me roll over an object of some width and girth.
Step on a duck.
Mouse zipped by on a motorcycle. Fourth
barking
gear.
Spider. A frog of some sort.
I don't know, man. I was dicking off on CNN. Did you see the monkey controls robot with its mind?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
This is front page like 2 weeks ago, and I saved it because it made me crack up. It's, of course, I like the tasteful picture of the monkey, which mysteriously has a metal box over the top half of its head, which, of course, isn't concealing bear brain pulp, you know, with a little grain of rice and electrodes jammed into it.
Right.
But, yeah, this monkey with a chip in his brain managed to move like a robotic arm and feed himself.
Well, was the monkey okay before?
I'm sure the monkey was fine before.
Before they chopped off the top
probably,
half of his head.
Probably not doing too well afterwards.
With an effing ice cream scoop like the Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't think he used the arm to sew things back up. Pretty sure the monkey was disposed of, so to speak. Yeah. But it got
me
thinking.
It managed to like fling its ass against the wall with a robotic arm.
Well, yeah. I mean, it took me about 5 seconds for my brain to go to the lowest common denominator application for this technology.
JSO.
It's a sex bot. A sex bot you control with your brain.
Yeah, but it's still like cold metallic steel. Well, not for long.
Not in the future. We're going to have stem cells and cloning. I think you're gonna have
I remember reading something like that. Yeah, there's going to like be human robot relationships in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ, for me, that'd be ideal because I want someone who doesn't disagree with me ever.
Someone who won't press charges of hit.
But no, really.
Think about it, dude. I mean, like, it's
even
pervy.
More docile than an Asian woman.
Well, Japanese. I don't know, man. On average, Asian broads give you the most S I've found.
Well, I mean, like, apparently, like, the ones who are raised in the U.S. are different.
They're hell.
They're uppity.
They like overcompensate. Little dragon ladies, man. I swear, not my cup of tea. I don't know why we played that right there.
Wrong button.
Oh, God, hit it again.
Slipped again.
Yeah, I was trying to hit the Here Comes the Bride music, but... computer's broken. We'll fix that later.
Damn you, Rick.
Yeah. No, man. Whole thing, though. I mean, you laugh for a second, but what if for like $200, you could get yourself a bang bot? I guess you'd have to feed it if it's living tissue. You know, let's break this down here. You know, the Terminators.
I was going to say, it sounds like too Terminator-esque.
I don't know. It can't be Terminator-heavy, though, because then it'd crush your hips if it got on.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if it, like, blows a circuit and it's a vagina?
It just contracts fully.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like...
Well, this is in the future, so you'll have a stem cell
so
wiener.
It'll be bug-free.
Yeah, that too. But, I mean, if it gets the electric jolt, they'll stem cell you up a wiener, like on South Park, where they... Did you see that episode? They grow a...
Mr. Garrison, a
cack on the back of a mouse, like the way they generate ears on the back of mice. Yeah. Mr. Garrison's wiener.
That one wasn't that good, I think.
It's okay. It had some moments. But think about it, man. This thing would never disappoint in bed. You would merely think doggy style. And it's bent over.
So it's
you gotta
not
work
using
with me
sex
here.
As a weapon?
Because we got five some minutes to fill easy.
No, I was just saying, like, yeah, I mean, because most women are like effing black widows. Like,
a little bit.
The P is just a tool to get what they want.
Yeah. I mean, even best case scenario,
they dangle it in front of you like a carrot in front of a cartoon donkey.
And that's the thing. And you're only burned if you're faithful. You know, they only burn good guys that way.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Because if you're...
If you can't... Don't let them control you. That's
yeah, otherwise it's just like, okay, I got another option piece, you know? Yeah. You keep dangling that carrot, honey. But,
See ya. Bye.
Yeah, dude, think about it. Think about the sex bots. You could have one for every day of the week, different races, different sizes, different amount of breasts.
Breast-a-scissors. You could even have three, like in Total Recall.
Total Recall, you could have four for those extra hard days. You could have a double vaggie model.
Oh, I bet.
I don't know, man. You could go all over at this place, but you could control it the way the monkey controlled the sex arm.
See, that's too much coordination, though. I'd rather just bark out orders in bed.
with a hand above your head in mock slap position.
The Bud Bundy. Okay, move. No, don't move. God. Oh, what a great show.
I got that the other day. I was told I was acting like a porn director.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Exactly.
Best to take charge.
I said, all right.
Don't leave it up to them.
Yeah. Here's the finale shot. Whatever did I mean by that?
No, I'm going to clean you off in the toilet.
You old romantic, you.
Piss on your face.
I don't know, man. Do you want to get into Clinton and Obama?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad Obama won, I guess.
I'm only worried because...
At the same time, you know, I always like rooting for the underdog. So as soon as, like, Clinton...
Darkness, everybody!
You know, was the more disliked of the two.
Yeah, I started pulling for her a little
bit.
Yeah,
because, you know what, F him. This guy feels entitled.
Exactly.
Like he's the black JFK or something.
Exactly. This uppity BFK. So, yeah, dude. I don't know. I mean, as long as a Democrat can actually win for once.
Yeah, and then I think he actually has, like, a better chance. You know,
I'm not
figuring,
sure
like,
about that.
Rush Limbaugh wanted people to, like, vote for Hillary in the primaries because they're, like, afraid of Obama.
Darkness, everybody!
But the whole thing is... He can't pull white people, you know, like the broke-ass crackers hate him.
Yeah, that's true, but, I mean, even though that's the majority of states, like, just look at, like, the electoral map mm-hmm. for the last two elections, you know, there's so few states that are blue, but as long as you pull the big cities, I mean, New York City's got 10 million people. Like, how many millions of people are in this country? Like 60, maybe? No.
I got no clue.
I mean, it's like 200 or 300.
I was going to say it was like 230, 300 mil, I thought.
Yeah, so like, and each major city.
Wikipedia to the rescue.
Usually it's got like a million each.
I would have been on it a half second faster, but I did that adjustment to the settings where it doesn't save any of the web pages that you're a fan of.
Oh.
To conceal my porn use. So people log on, it's like.
Won't see kittyporn.com.
Yeah, or like.
Littleboysbuttholes.net.
Exactly. Scatlover.com, the classic.
Biggaygaycocksucks.com.
God, I forgot that one.
NakedSword.com.
Naked Sword.
Was that real?
That's like, yeah. I remember
the one sword like, on air? Stan's brother or whatever it went to.
Stan and Stever. God bless them both. Okay, population. What do we have? 304 mil.
And, you know, who knows how many vote? Probably like 100 million. If. Yeah.
I think so, a lot of them can't exactly vote, if you know what I mean.
Well, a lot of people under 18, convicted felons, women, minorities.
Oh, God.
Non-landowners, what?
Jesus, I went to nakedsword.com. just that front page. Jesus.
Does it have a naked sword on it?
There's swords, nothing naked. It's like... Ugh.
Just men in underwear posing.
Yeah, yeah. And it just screams gay. I mean, it's a gay porn site, so what do you want? Yeah. But, God damn it.
Like, did you expect like some chick with big T's?
Right? Well, there's one guy who's kind of, he looks like a Canadian circa 92 or something.
That is pretty disturbing.
Yeah, that's just gay.
Well, because it's not like some like typical pretty boy. It's some like
no,
nasty,
like
hairy.
Oh,
here
like
we go.
Gay in the truck stop.
Is this a...
Hello.
Shh, you're so effing funny. Go ahead and do it, you fat pig. Yeah, that's right, fatty. Do it. When's the last time you got laid, you fat whore? I hope you get cervical cancer, you fat C-word. Yeah, keep making that sound. It's the same sound your vulva makes from lack of activity. That's so brilliant. You're so effing funny. Why don't you come down here?
God damn, I had to
have to knock down the wall of the studio to airlift your fat ass out like those people on Jenny Jones.
I honestly don't know who the F it is, man. That's what makes it funny to me. I'm not going to do the cancer wish, though. I'd be lying if I didn't think it was funny. Like every 20 minutes, just throwing that in.
Oh, no. Gets on my effing nerves. Do something... new at least.
Yeah.
Say something, God damn it.
Oh,
show yourself.
Oh, God. That's.
You look like Cameron Mannheim, don't you?
Okay, there's. Jesus Christ.
Are we at biggaycocksucks.com now?
Yeah, we're looking at Chainsaw. Oh. That is one of the movies. We got Falcon. We got IntelliStuds. And Trunks 3. Oh.
I just remember, like...
Would you want a preview from IntelliStuds or Trunks 3?
No, that's okay.
You sure?
One time, like, I went to biggaycocksucks.com.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And it had this, like, cornucopia picture of Big Gay Cox, and I, like, pasted that on Alex's MySpace page.
God, that's horrible.
But funny. It was almost like Lucky Louie describing the, you know, suck a bag of teas.
Yeah. I don't know. Care to bail? 350?
Sure, why not?
I think we're free, man. We did our bit. Will?
Please there, snoring fan. Big fat Sal.
Yeah, yeah, she's a...
Big fat Consuela.
Consuela, of course. What do you call a Mexican prostitute with no legs?
C-suelo.
Consuelo.
Yeah, wow, close man. Enough.
Go out on the high note.
Go out on that barrel of legs.
Yeah. All right, well, good show, sir.
Thank you.
And we are thankfully outy.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
Oh, Billy, Billy boy. When are you gonna find whatever it is you're looking for?
Here's a nice piece of shit. My, oh my, wait till old man Clemens realizes it's a bag of shit.
He gonna shit when he realizes it's shit. Who got the lighter?
Light it!
Oh my God, old man Clemens, hate shit.
Here he comes.
Who the hell is it? What do you want? Judas Priest Barber is one of those flaming bags again.
Don't put it out with your boots, Tad.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman. Call the fire department. Oh. This one's out of control.
He called the shit poop.
This is the best night of my life.
I'll get you damn kids for this. You're all gonna die.